Women's History Month is a time to celebrate, to recognize women's varied accomplishments and contributions, including those of women in business. Jennifer Siebenthaler, Associate Dean for Undergraduate Students in the UK Gatton College of Business and Economics, has been part of that conversation for quite some time.
The earliest memory I have was when I set up a bank in my house so that I could loan money to my older brother. But the regulators of the household, my parents, shut me down because they didn't approve of the interest rates that I was charging him.
Siebenthaler still has an undeniable passion for business, even as she reflects on the barriers she had to overcome throughout her 30-year career.
There were not a lot of role models at the time to even stand up and say, you know, if you want to do this, this is the support you're going to need. Or if you want to do this, I want to encourage you to ask for XYZ.
Understanding the challenges women face as mothers and daughters, backers and founders, leaders and earners, Siebenthaler now serves as one of those role models. Susan Zhu, who joined the college 3 years ago as an assistant professor of management, says having support is invaluable.
I don't take for granted that I'm able to be in a position where, I'm just part of the school and part of the work business community, and me being a female is not something that's very salient to me.
But there's more work to be done. That's why Gatton College launched Women in Business Leaders. The mentoring program for undergraduate students aims to empower.
For everybody, you know, going into the workplace is just not to be afraid to advocate for yourself. I think especially women, sometimes ask for what you want. And if you get a no answer, you ask a couple more questions of why not. And I don't think that advocating hurts. And just try for all different types of opportunities.
Opportunities that will create a new generation of women leaders across the Commonwealth and beyond.
I want people to keep making changes and keep moving us forward. I hope that we will continue to be uncomfortable when it's appropriate to be uncomfortable so that we can make those changes.
For UK at the Half, I'm Lindsay Piercy.